Hey guys, this is the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers. My name's Peter Romano from RowdyRoman.com.
I'm Ben from Myers Woodshop.
I'm Brian, Fiery Squirrel Art.
And I'm Cody.
Yep.
You have two.
I know, yeah. So, previously of Organic Woodwork, and now of Realty Brokers of Arkansas. So.
Formerly known as.
Formerly known as, yes. Yeah. Now I'm just a symbol.
That's right. We're episode 21. We're back after six months of not having an episode.
It's been a while.
It's been that long.
Which is, yeah, six. I think December, maybe, was our last episode. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, a lot has happened.
A lot has happened. We've been so busy to where we couldn't just get together all in one room. It's been crazy. Mm-hmm. So we finally got it, and here is episode 21. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this is going to be labeled, but there's now four of us, and you can see if you're watching on YouTube, Pete is joining the table. Pete is a former guest.
Yeah. Our first, right?
Two?
Yeah, I think it was number two or three.
Episode two or three.
So like our first guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our first guest. Yeah. And now his life has changed.
Yeah.
So let's just dive into Pete first on what you're doing, catching us from episode two.
Yeah. So from episode two, I was a school counselor, a firefighter, and then I was working on my house. And then kind of 3D printing on the side. And I guess in the past year or so, Onefinity reached out to you, Ben, since you were the first beta tester, and they wanted to see if you could print 3D print, you know, some accessories. And you, with everything that you have on your plate, you kind of mentioned my name to them, and that kind of started something a lot bigger than I ever anticipated.
Yeah, it was. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Family, job, YouTube channel. I didn't have time, and it's not something I wanted to start. So
yeah.
I mentioned you to them, and now you're printing a crazy amount of things.
Yeah, now I have like 10 Prusa printers and
printer farm.
Yeah, yeah, it's a printer farm.
Yeah.
And the big change for me is after this school year, I quit my job.
It's crazy.
Yep. So now I'm my own boss, which is freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I guess the challenges of quitting your job and making that full-time leap.
Yeah. So, I mean, my wife, she has a booth over at a local flea market type establishment. And so it was really just knocking down my main paying job and venturing into, you know, building Rowdy Roman. And I truly believe that the more time I have to put into it, it's going to grow, and I'll be able to be a part of the community more, which I think is just going to be, I guess, a blessing, you know, and pay for itself, I guess, kind of say.
Yeah. So are you exclusively printing for Onefinity, or do you do other things? Or what are people buying from you, I guess?
Yeah, so I have one of the bigger sellers is it's an Ortor camera mount. An Ortor is like a laser machine. And what it does is it mounts to that machine, and then you stick a camera on it that works with Lightburn, a computer program for lasers, and it just allows you to place material on the thing without having to measure where your material goes. So that's a big one. And then I still sell firefighter door chocks, the customized door chocks, but in general, the main amount of money that comes in is definitely accessories from Onefinity.
Now, are you selling, like, you're printing, you have 10 printers, so you're obviously printing actual stuff, but are you also selling the files?
Yeah.
So people can print if they have a printer?
Yeah, so, yeah, the Etsy shop has a digital file section, and, they are pretty much all, like, $1.99 or so, except for the bigger the bigger designs that took a while are $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
How do you get started doing this stuff? Like, you, so I'm sure there's people listening thinking, I'm doing some sort of hobby on the side, and you've gone all the way to full time. Cody's gone to full time and then left it.
Yeah.
Brian and I are not full time at all. We just are still on the side.
Yeah.
Terrifies me to make the leap to full time. How do you make that full time thing happen? What was your process? How did that go? I mean, I know you're just like in the very start of full time, but still.
Well, I guess going back to school counseling, like, that's still my dream. Counseling is my dream. Hanging out with teenagers is kind of still a long-term goal of mine, whether it be through, like, having a private practice as a therapist and that kind of stuff, or, like, being a respite foster care parent and taking kids out on, like, backpacking trips, stuff that they don't normally get to do. So, but my job at Jacksonville, there was just some stuff that went down that was not good. And it wasn't, I don't know if immoral would be the right word, but it was just, they weren't treating people correctly. And after I saw more of that, I decided that, you know what, I can't drive this far to Jacksonville. It's like a 45-minute drive one way. Mm. And just work in a place that treats people that way. Mm. So that was a big step. But then as I was doing both, the 3D printing just kind of took off. And so it wasn't an easy decision, but it was definitely a decision that allows me to continue looking forward to my long-term goals, my long-term dreams of still working with teenagers. So that's kind of how it went down. But there's still a lot of, like, conversations with my wife where, you know, we have money in the bank. You know, we make sure that we have, like, 6 months of living expenses, you know, to kind of weather the storm if need be. But because we're pretty much debt-free and because we have that, that made that leap a lot easier. Mm. So
if someone is going to make the leap or wanting to do that full-time, what's I guess maybe, like, pick five top tips you've learned or do's and don'ts or something like that
for
what you'd recommend to other people?
I don't know. If you're married, every relationship is slightly different, you know, what their, I guess, priorities, whether it be security or, you know, the ability to spend time together. But for me, I know security is going to be good, is a big one. So knowing that I can take care of my family. So having that little slush fund that, if something happens, if something goes awry, and then I need to look for another job, I have my living expenses at least for a half a year. Wow. So that's
huge. To me is insane. Living expenses for half a year. I didn't have that until I was 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think the majority of people are like, yep, cool.
No,
I can do it.
I know.
I guess what would you recommend for those people in that spot?
Yeah. So I guess when you're looking at that, I mean, it has to be a decision that you and your wife would have to make together to where when you are looking at having a bill for a loan to start your business, that's a big deal. Having that loan, having that deadline that you have to pay each month. So somehow proving your concept before you actually jump in, if it's possible, then yeah, I would want to get as much information about the product, or products and the business idea before I made that leap. But if you and your wife are on board and want to make that leap and willing to weather the possible storm, then I think that's the foundation that has to happen.
Well, Cody made that leap with not a nest egg of 6 months, right? You just...
Sugar mama.
Yeah.
That's how I did it.
Yeah, 6 months of...
So, So wealth, also, and you just it's what you need to think leap, about know? Is if you're single, you got to marry somebody that's going to be able to support you.
I do find that most content creators out there have a spouse that is pretty much supporting their lifestyle.
Yeah. The starving artist.
Yeah.
It. No. Yeah. You know, the thing with organic though, me and my wife, we were both on board because there was a social aspect, not really a business aspect to it, that we really had our hearts into when it came to, for mm-hmm. you and your you've talked about you're wanting to do respite in order to help those kids that are, you know, that's your why.
Yeah.
And for us, our why was along the same lines of, you know, helping kids that are aging out and helping those soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were willing to grind it out, you know, but retail took such a hit, so things kind of changed, but you know, all in God's perfect timing, I guess you could say, because I mean, we made the decision, like, okay, this isn't working, we're gonna have to make some changes. And then it was really just a few months from that, like, then the material that I was already inflating a little bit. Within a few months after I quit organic, it became exponentially more than I would have been able. Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to charge anything to cover what I was paying out. So,
yep.
Again, it's just that in that moment, it was like, man, this sucks. It's a failure. But then looking back, hindsight being 2020, it's like, thank you God. Like, you know, like, I mean, it just really is. And then, you know, for me to go into real estate was.
Give us an update on real estate. How many months are you in real estate right now?
I'm in, so we really started full time, I say November, December. Yeah. So was that 8 months?
Yeah.
So I'm at 8 months, we'll say 8 months full time. And it's crazy. I mean, the housing market is insane. You know, Fed rates so low, people are taking out mortgages and basically taking money for free. And then locking in those rates on a home so that it kind of shields it against inflation. And I mean, it's an incredible market for people who both want to buy because they're borrowing money for free, and for people that want to sell because they're getting the most out of their home right now.
Yeah. Well, for you as a business and applying to Pete as a full-time person,
mm-hmm.
Somebody told me, dude, I see Cody signs everywhere.
Yeah, that your man face is all over town.
Hustles, hustles. And I think when you're going full time and you're your own boss,
mm-hmm.
your failure is just yours. It's how much you put into it, mm-hmm. and stuff. Although, I mean, I guess organic did not succeed the way you planned it.
Yeah.
And it's not to say you weren't hustling then.
Yeah.
But I see it way more.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just notice it way more with your real estate business than I did before.
The market and the success is there. So like for organic, I was still hustling and still doing, like, I had the same amount of work ethic. The work ethic never changed. My why has never changed. But what changed was just one succeeded, the other, you know, didn't.
No.
And it goes into, I don't even remember who said this, but I heard somebody as a motivational speaker once say something about success. And it was, this guy was like, I just want to be successful. Like, I'm working hard, but I'm not being successful. So they were near a beach, and this a bigger dude and just like took him and held his head underwater. And he was like trying to fight for air. And he's like, if you're not fighting that hard or if you're not working that hard, then you're not working hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to be working as hard as you can, like, if you're trying to breathe. But you also gotta be careful, cause I do have a family, and so I gotta, you know, kind of balance that. Like, I don't want to put everything I have into work and then, you know, not take care of, like, what's be the there point? For my family. Yeah. Yeah. What is the point? But a lot of that is right now, you know, I got a loving, supporting wife who understands, like, the market is volatile, like, goes ups and downs. So, like, if I gotta put in, you know, 100 hours in a week and, you know, and I try to do any time that I can, try to spend it with my family when I can, but it's not like I can really plan it out.
Yeah. Weird hours.
So like I work
normal about
I work when other people aren't.
Yeah.
You know, not only do I work during the day doing all that stuff, but it's also people want to look at houses on nights and weekends. Mm-hmm. You know, that's after when they can work. Show them. Yeah, after work. And then, you know, and then they're putting in offers and it's late at night because they want to try to get their offer approved first. And so like it's 10 o'clock and I'm presenting offers to my sellers and yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know some people that were buying a house and the actual price that actually was accepted by someone else besides these guys, it was $15,000 over asking price.
That's not even that much.
That's insane to me. Yeah,
I had a listing and like people right now, buyers, you know, again, but you got to think over 30 years on the contract, like kind of washes out because of the interest rate. So, you know, you got to look at that too. And I've had buyers who come from out of state and, you know, they've been on looking and searching and they just have buyer's fatigue. And so, you know, it's like, yeah, we'll give $25,000 over just to get it accepted and stop looking.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll transition myself into that, considering since we've last talked, I've had a major change in my life that affects kind of all of us. Mm-hmm. Because if you're watching on YouTube, you'll notice I'm not in the typical shop that we're in. I moved.
Yeah.
I'm still in the same city, about 3-5 miles away from where I was, but we moved into a much bigger house with a detached 30 by 50 shop that is incredible. We're loving it. The room
we are.
Is amazing out here. I can finally do a project without having to move the project to do a different project or get all the tools out to do the project and then the tools are in the way.
Yeah.
Or we can set up a board game.
We can set up a board game while a project's out and keep doing it. It's pretty fantastic. So I have been loving it, but YouTube has been focused just solely on the transformation of what this was into what it is now. Mm. And if you're watching this, I guess you'll see the final project a little bit more than what I've shown on YouTube because I'm a few months behind because I hate editing and it takes me forever. But
well, also you had to move.
Also I had to move, yes. Yeah. So it was literally, we sold our house.
And renovated the house you moved into.
We bought this house without selling the other house. Mm. And then we had to rip everything out and paint everything and do all that. And I had to do the whole shop before we moved. So it was like, I went to work, I got off, I came here, I did all the work. Then I was going home at like 1-2 in the morning every night. So there was no fun or shop things or making things. It was ripping up carpet. Yes. I thank him because he helped me do it.
If you want a realtor that's going to do manual labor.
You're looking for a realtor in Cerciera that'll help you rip your carpet out. He's the man.
I'll do it.
So it's been very good, but along with moving also comes the surprise things that happen to a house. They go, oh, there's $5,000 I didn't plan on spending, and another $10,000 here. Oh my God. We just got the house painted from top to bottom when we moved in, and we're about 3 months in living in the house, and I all of a sudden look up at the ceiling and around all of my air vents, they're discolored, water is building up, condensating on there. So that was pretty awesome. I just paid to get that all fixed, and now I have to redo it again. That's a bummer, but gotta look at the bright side. Much more land, much bigger house.
Yeah.
Much bigger shop,
yeah.
So, hopefully more content will come out as I catch up with the shop series, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much all that's been going on for me.
What about you, Mr. Art Teacher? Are you still teaching or did you just give up on
Did you give up? No. Did you quit like Pete and go full time?
Despite the COVID year from Hades in the public school system, no, I have not quit. Several people at my school retired, and some of them were due to retire and some of them were just done because it's been a truly taxing year on teachers and administrators. But I'm still in, and the beginning of this calendar year in January, I finally got my online store to start working the way I wanted to, making a profit each month. And mainly it's like Pete, I found a 3D printing market that I have been able to serve, and it's way into nerd territory. I basically just designed a fake blaster that looks like it fits into the Star Wars universe, and a lot of prop builders and costumers have been buying the actual print and buying the files, and but there's other stuff now in my shop that I've been using the laser a lot. There's a new laser in this shop, which I don't know if we discussed that last time.
Well,
we had an OM Tech Chinese laser, 60 watt, that was nice. We loved it. And I'll
the
let
first
Ben
introduction
talk
into a
about
real big
what
laser.
Replaced it. But the laser we have in here now is awesome, and I use it a lot. Well, not a lot, but it seems like when I'm in here, that's where my mind is at. What can I do with the laser? And I'm trying to put cut files also in my shop. So I'm still a teacher, but I'm doing freelance work on the side and stocking my shop with stuff that I finally figure out people want to buy. And
hold on, but are you still doing the chicken tank?
Absolutely. And I've got a 3D resin printer now, the Elegoo Saturn, because Ben, you know, bought
I forced
it.
Him
yeah,
to buy
he
it.
Basically forced me to buy it, which was a good move. And so that was the first thing I printed on it. The print kind of failed because I didn't secure the build plate. But that was the first print I made. It was the
the chicken.
It was the Doom Rooster.
Doom Rooster.
That's what it's called.
Excellent.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that resin printer now is pretty big. It's like five times the size as my
It's
first
a mid-size SLA resin printer. It's been really hot on the market, just not available for a long time, which is why you snagged it when it hit Amazon. And
I found it for everybody's been scalping them.
And I paid you back. Yeah, it goes for $500, and it's been scalped for $800 for months.
Yeah.
Months.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's awesome, and I have one. And I'm so happy now.
And I don't have one.
Can make all the chicken tanks.
Yeah. Well, you really found your calling with the app Shaper 3D.
Yeah.
On the iPad.
Yeah.
Have you seen his blasters and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, they are
it's
awesome.
It's unreal
and
what he
well,
is able to
unreal.
Do.
Well, it's unreal. Like
program.
I feel like I'm still just learning. Like, okay, so the app is called Shaper 3D, and it was developed for iPad, which is what I've been using it on. They've developed it for desktop now. But it's pretty intuitive, and I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but you just work and work and work and work and work with something. Mm-hmm. And for me, it didn't feel like work because I'm an artist and I love making things that fall out of my head into the real world. But now I'm getting people like asking me questions and wanting mm-hmm. to teleconference me about how to use this app and looking at the stuff that I design and, you know, just buying it right away. And I'm like, I didn't think anyone would be interested in that. But it's amazing once you find something that you're either, you know, you're dedicated to or that really has your interest, and you just like, I'll literally lose track 5 hours later. I'm still making this stupid little thing in Shaper, and I'm like, oh, I guess I should go to bed now. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You put that out, and I mean, people see the time and the intent that you have with it. It's pretty amazing to see that succeed financially, which is
I still am suggesting
nice.
To him to do like a... an introductory series to Shaper 3D.
Not Fusion.
Pete yeah. is in the
Talk
Fusion.
To Pete about Fusion.
But an introductory series to that app you're using as just like a man talking through his thoughts as he makes whatever he makes.
I probably should do that.
And I really think it would resonate. It's not like a robot speaking to
right.
you as the instructor.
Well, I mean, and they've got tutorials. Shaper has a YouTube channel that I have watched a lot of. It's very helpful, but... You're right. I'm not the company. I'm using it for my own purposes
right.
in my own way. It's
and clearly
really
people are seeing that.
Yeah.
Hey, you're doing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've tried it myself, and it is pretty intuitive. But I
yeah.
also get frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't want to learn
so do
anymore.
I. Yeah. There are a lot of accidents that you
this
have to
just
work
happen.
Through.
Yeah. But the blaster market is what you're covering
yes.
right now.
Yes.
The blaster and the Star Wars Mandalorian.
Ever-expanding Star Wars universe,
that's right.
giving
that's
us it. Lots of options.
Fusion 360, Pete, tell us about it. You've gone to school. You've gone to school to do that, but that is the program you use pretty much exclusively for
yeah.
everything you do.
Yeah, it's interesting because, again, you are the one that said, no, you need to probably learn this because I don't want to.
Well, because I came into CNC and 3D printing and lasering
yeah.
as just CNC first, and
yeah.
I learned a CNC-only program, and when I wanted to model 3D models, that CNC program doesn't translate toward 3D printing.
Yeah.
So when you're starting again, I'm like, hey, Pete, learn 3D, this this one that can do both. That way I don't have to learn it and you can make models for me. I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah.
So again, it's just like what Brian said, it's a learning curve and you have to dedicate time to it and watch a lot of YouTube videos. But still, it's, am I like a master at it? No. Do I know even how to set up a project and parameters and do it that way? No, I just wing it. Fastest way I can get it done, I can figure it out. That's what I do. And so I've just, you just learn tricks and how to slice a model and how to, I don't know, like for when we 3D scanned her face.
Yeah.
I was excited about it, so I wanted to learn how to do it.
Right.
And so I just dove into it and figured it out. But in general, yeah, now, you know, people are calling me to model stuff and I can, you know, model something in a couple hours. I'm working for one guy where he is recreating a 747, I think it is. A simulator, a flight simulator. And he can't get any parts for certain things that they're just not made. And so he sent me an example of one and then I model it and resin print it and send it, and he pays really well.
Nice.
So
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
To make one-off things. And then,
is he local or
no? He's in New Mexico.
Oh, let's say I would like trade for flight.
This is a cool story. When I worked for Cintas back in the day, like 20 years ago, I drove a truck, and the military base was one of the places I delivered stuff. And I was just putting out mats and uniforms, and I was just told to go to this basement and hang them on the rack and go, and I did it for a year or so. And finally somebody was downstairs, and he asked me a question about something. I said, there's these giant, they were the really loud motor things. They didn't look like motors, but I didn't know what they were. And I'm like, what are these doing? Because like I had to plug my ears to go into this room.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't know what this is? I said, no. Because the entrance was to the basement and every building looked the same. And he's like, come with me. And we went upstairs. And the air base is C-130s, the giant gunships.
Yeah, the Hercs.
And it was the simulator for that thing.
I was underneath.
Well, I was underneath, and it was the motors to move the plane.
To actuate
plane.
The entire model.
And the model, you're in the cockpit, which takes four guys to fly that plane. Mm-hmm. It has to have four. But you're in the cockpit, and it's as big as that cockpit. It was amazing.
Nice.
And he's like, here, take the wheel. And I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. And I was flying.
You got to sit in a C-130 simulator?
Yes. I flew underneath the bridge in Little Rock.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. I had no clue what it was for a year. And it was each window, there's four windows, and each window was like a legit huge 100-inch projector screen for what you're flying. It looked
That's
legit.
So cool.
It
That's
moved amazing. Legit. It was amazing. That's but awesome. This guy making one out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
Is insane.
I know. He's an older guy. He actually flew these planes, like I think he said, in the 70s. And he bought a Onefinity to do this, you know, and to help create, you know, the acrylic panels that it
had. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the instruments and stuff.
Yeah. So he's just diving in, and it's...
Yeah, it's amazing
awesome.
What these all these desktop things we can do, the printers and CNC and the laser, and we can make all the things you never dreamed of before at home for fun, which is and relatively cheaply.
Yeah.
Which is crazy the power we have. Can you imagine like 10 years from now or what our kids will have when they make whatever they make? That's crazy.
I want that toy. Let me just download it.
I want to go around the table here and discuss our most recent adult toy purchase, I guess. The
adult
thing that
toy
we purchased. Oh, excuse
toy.
Me.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. That sounds terrible. I meant...
I'm not telling you.
Oh, man.
No comment.
There's no good way to rephrase that.
There's not.
You know what I meant.
We went down the toilet real quick.
Brian, we're going to start with you. Since in the last 6 months, is there any new machine or something like that
that
you've gotten in?
It would be the Saturn. It would be the resin printer.
And that's the big resin.
It's the
bigger
mid-size couple hundred by 300 or 400 resin printer that can, yeah, that's
has kind it of made a game you money changer yet?
For me. Not yet. I'm still, but there's like plans. I ordered a magnetic plate for it, and mm-hmm. I'm still like calibrating it and trying to get it all figured out. But that, I ordered a bunch of stuff on Prime Day also, but a lot of it was for that printer. So I'm going to go with the Elegoo Saturn mid-size resin printer, the one that I've wanted for a long time. That's my toy.
Nice.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
I bought it. Said, so yeah, pay me back.
I bought it. No, he bought it. I paid him back. That's how it worked.
That's Cody, awesome. I can think of one for you because you used it in my shop, but yes, that may not be what it is.
It is. It is. I got the iGUIDE system with the Theta Z 3D camera that I use to do virtual tours of my listings. It kind of sets me apart. There's not a lot of people doing that, but mm-hmm. I do a lot with Homes for Heroes, and I'm a military relocation professional now, so that is my clientele. So they're coming from all over.
Yeah.
And in this market, it's crazy. You know, you get a lot of people that are buying sight unseen, so this allows them to actually tour the house and, you know, virtually walk through it and, you know, at their will.
And this is a 360 spherical, yes, every inch of the house you can, yes, see.
And if so you go, cool, if you go to my Instagram, Selling Arkansas, if you go at Selling Arkansas, if you go to my Facebook page at Cody Skinner Realty Brokers of Arkansas, you'll see I have some tours that I've done that are up there. But yeah, so that was the, that's got to be the one because it kind of helped. And yes, it's made me money.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's legit. And you know, and I'm able to offer a virtual tour for all my listings, which kind of sets things apart. Sure. So
yeah. That's cool.
And you scan my shop, so will, yes, there be a...
Yeah, and so I scan your shop, and there will be a link whenever you're ready. So once they go through the whole YouTube and see, then that'll be your link to give out so they can do a full walkthrough and,
cool,
completely, so cool, see your
shop. Yeah. Yeah. When hopefully when I release the shop update, I'm, hey, here's a walkthrough. You can click on it, and you can virtually tour it.
Yes,
courtesy, sir, of Cody's new...
That's it.
Toy. Yeah, adult.
That's it, yeah. Adult.
Pete?
Oh, man.
What do you got?
I haven't bought a new toy, but I did buy a side of a cow.
A side of a,
what,
cow?
Yes. Of leather.
A leather. You didn't, oh, say about leather.
About leather.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so...
I think you're going to do, like, leather working.
Well, no, it was just for fun. I wanted... I had a journal.
Quick.
I had a journal and I wanted to make a cover for it. And for a small amount of leather, it was stupid expensive. So for the whole side of the cow, it was like $150.
Mm.
So then we just started making stuff with it. I've never worked with leather, so
yeah,
it was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, I had a guy, he runs the Trout Magnet Guiding around town here. He came over once back in the old shop, and he's a leather worker. So I turned something. He bought an old funeral home like shoe polisher, like a little, mm-hmm, it spins with like the brush or whatever, and a, mm-hmm, polisher shoe. He bought that, but he took off the polish part, and he needed something turned on the lathe, which I turned, and it was a burnisher.
A burnisher, yeah.
Yeah. So I turned like a burnisher, and he stuck it on the end so he can burnish the leather.
It's cool.
Into, I don't really understand. I'm not, that's a leather, cool, worker. So
what all have you made so far with it?
My tobacco pipe pouch and a,
which,
couple
is
journals.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why don't you post that on your Instagram?
Yeah.
So we can see it. What's your Instagram again?
Rowdy Roman Fire.
@RowdyRomanFire.
Rowdy Roman Fire.
And we'll take, yep, a look at what you made.
Yeah.
With your leather. We did put it in my laser. And,
yeah,
lasered it, and, yep, it lasered beautifully.
Yeah,
acrylic,
awesome,
and leather are like the number two, one and two things that laser. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and flip to mine, and the laser is one of them. I kind of have two since we've last talked. The laser is one of them. I updated the laser. We got the Eon Mira 9. It is a 900 or 90 watt tube. So it's much more powerful and it's much larger than my old,
and faster.
It's way faster.
Yeah.
I am cranking out major stuff on that in one shot, and I can do a whole lot more, but So I got that, and then Onefinity, and actually I'm the beta tester for them, so they just came out with the Journeyman rail. So it's now a 48-inch cut, so you can put down a full sheet of plywood in there and cut it in one shot, which is amazing. And it's just a simple bolt off and bolt on. I haven't really used that much yet. I haven't had time because I'm trying to get all the shop done. But it's pretty nice. And then the folding table. Have you seen that folding table yet? It's pretty awesome. I'm really kind of upset they came out with it now that I have literally just moved into the bigger shop and I don't need a folding table to wheel it out of the way.
I do. But we just talked about this. In fact, the camera I bought, I used the CNC to kind of carve some stuff out of the foam.
Yeah.
And then I had to like put it all
pull it all out, put it out. Although it's super easy, but still, it's a pain when you just want to use it. But that stand, literally the machine mounts to it. It stays together, and you fold it in half, and you can store it up against the wall, and then that's you just wheel it out, and it flips back out.
Given, though, it is the Onefinity, so it's like, it's even if you have to tear it down and put it up, I mean, I still got it done in a day. I couldn't imagine doing that with anything else. Like, I had the other one, and it would not have happened like that at all. So
that's a pretty legit, it's a pretty legit thing.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's intended for moving in small shops when you don't have the room. It's not like, hey, you're machining metal. Let's go crazy on this, and it's the absolute most rigid thing. It's not who it's for. It's for the guy who was in the tiny shop like me who had no room, and we could gain a massive amount of space because I couldn't move. So, but those two things are pretty cool. That's what I've gotten over this last, I don't know, 5-6 months that we have been on hiatus. But it's been pretty cool. My latest project, if you're in YouTube, you can check it out. It's literally behind Cody. I'm making a giant Olympic torch. This is for VBS for church.
Yep.
It's the Olympic Games, and I made a giant torch. So I've lasered out the flames on the top out of acrylic. And then we cut the torch body, and it's going to light up and have a fan and blow some stuff. So it's going to be cool. Anybody else making anything project-wise right now?
No, well, I mean, I'm just now with Onefinity coming out with all those new accessories. So I've been working pretty much nonstop on updating the hose boom.
Is the hose boom going to work for the bigger machine?
Yes, but you'll need an additional attachment. Since it's spanning a longer, it has a larger, surface area that to cut. The hose with the original hose boom was struggling to reach all the way to the far corner from wherever you have the hose boom mounted. So I just created an attachment, and it's a prototype. Just got a few more tests to do, and then I'll be able to hopefully share that in the next week or so.
Yeah.
So
sweet.
So did you just name it the extension to the hose boom? There was no name for it. I saw a name that was suggested on the Onefinity, and I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
I did not.
There's some funny names, like the Stiffy.
Wow.
Better.
Yeah.
How do you name it, I guess? I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, somebody was like, you should name it the Reach Around. That's good stuff.
It's going far.
With Ben's Brian. Adult toy film.
Oh, man. Brian, what are you making? Any project you're making right now? Blasters, and more blasters?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still modeling with Shaper, and a lot of the stuff ends up, not a lot of the stuff. I print and reprint and refine, and then the stuff goes to my online shop. So I stock my shop with stuff that works and stuff that I cut on the laser. Freelance work, like I said, I'm still making videos on my YouTube channel of especially laser cut paintings
that I make. And you and Pete have a little challenge right now: who can have the most subscribers?
That's not a challenge anymore. He's like plus 130 on his way to 500.
So if you're listening right now and you have not subscribed to Brian's channel, make your plead, Brian, for them to give you that simple
My channel is Fiery Squirrel Art, just like everything else. You can't spell it. I dare you to try. Go ahead.
But please go click and subscribe.
Please click after I insulted your spelling.
Fiery Squirrel.
Help him beat Pete.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Spending time with the family.
Well, you just made for the family the trip, the animals.
The puzzles, yes.
Animal puzzles.
I made geometric farm animal puzzles because they had their little cousins camp thing where we go to grandma's house and all the cousins get together and
Right.
Do Bible stories and activities and painting. So I made geometric farm animals.
That was a big hit. They're very cute. They're perfect. They laser beautifully.
So I'll put those in my shop soon, both the cut files and the actual... actual puzzle.
I'll probably hit you up on that because my kids love puzzles.
Absolutely.
And I saw that and I was like,
yeah.
You showed them on your Instagram so people can check it out and see what they look like. They look good.
What's going to be your first print on the Saturn?
A second attempt at the Doom Rooster since the first one was less than perfect.
Just make sure to tighten that handle.
Tighten the handle on the top, get the build plate secured, and after that, I mean, I'm probably going to do a couple of blaster runs. I'll have to slice it down in smaller pieces probably, but a couple people have asked, you know, let us know when you do your blaster prints in resin, so I'm going to try that probably after that. Yeah,
that will look very cool.
Yeah.
Cody, I know you don't have like a project for a house, let alone, or, I don't know what what's your next deal and what your business. Are you just wheeling, dealing every day, and it's pretty much the same. Just get that grind.
Well, it's not just get the grind. I lucked into it. I blessed, really, is it? Like I knew.
No, you put the work in for what you're doing.
Yeah, but
like you hit it at the right time.
I hit it at the right time and. And my why was a little different. So, like, you know, like, being a veteran myself, so, like, my thing was, like, the veteran market. Like, it's hard, like, when you're going from duty station to duty station.
Yeah.
Or you're looking at getting out and you need to buy a house. Well, then, like, you get out and then you rent an apartment for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And so then you got to finish out your 6-month lease in order before you can even start looking at a house and seeing houses and stuff like that. And so that was kind of my thing. And I teamed up with a program... It's called Homes for Heroes.
Yeah.
And, it's just been awesome. I'm able to do a lot for a lot of people that, you know, and they get their hero rewards, which really is money that comes from me through my commission. Like, I'm able to give it to them.
Right.
How many
homes have you sold so far, do you think?
At the moment, I've probably...
One of them was mine.
Yeah, one of them was yours. I've probably sold... 12, and then but I got another like 14 just in the next 2 months that are scheduled to close.
And so, out of all of those, how many are veteran
Homes for Heroes? I'd say about 50%.
50%. Wow. Yeah, that's really impressive.
Yeah, it is. And you know, and like the thing was, it's like 50. You know, Homes for Heroes will send me people every once in a while, but also like even just my regular clients, like if I know that they are. A teacher or police officer or whatever, firefighter, whatever they fall into, I'm able to enroll them into it.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah.
So it's been pretty cool.
That's great. Well, good. Well, everybody's had success so far. Yeah. Seasons have changed. Speaking of seasons changing, Cody has now moved. About an hour away
now,
or so.
I'm now going to be Obi-Wan.
He's Obi-Waning it. So
I'm just going to be
Force Ghost.
Force Ghost.
Exactly. Pete's kind of going to jump into the spot since you're gone,
and then that way around. Bill Gill can pump out more of these.
Pumping it out, yeah. We're around each other a lot, so we can pump them out. Cody will come back always, anytime he wants. This is not a goodbye. This is just the season change, and now you're a Force Ghost, so you can be here anytime.
Yeah,
so Force Ghost. the logo is going to change.
You can possibly imagine.
Yes. The logo will change. It'll be hilarious and fun, but so. That's what's going to happen. And hopefully we crank out more than one every 7 months now.
Yeah, let's try to be a little more consistent, shall we?
And I would like to say a special thank you to the one patron that has been
a patron this entire time.
Yes.
Hoping against hope these losers would get their act together.
Stonefly Nets.
Thank you.
He has been a patron all these months, and we have not put in any content. So this one is to you, buddy. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stoneflynets.com, I think. Let me just reassure that's the case.
Yeah, that's...
I know, it's terrible. I wasn't prepared for that.
You just felt it?
That's a guy you go back with quite a ways from...
Stoneflynets.com, yes.
Okay.
He's come up to my shop.
Right.
And I helped him originally do some CNC work because he had the smaller one. We cut out some. I think he's got it in like a 4x8 now, something major.
Wow.
But stoneflynets.com, if you're into fly fishing, he makes beautiful custom nets. I'm not into fly fishing. If I was, I would absolutely have one.
There you go.
But yeah, check him out. Thank you, Ethan, for supporting us, and we promise to put out more than one every 7 months just for you.
Yes.
If you want to support the podcast and we can put out more and give us a little bit more motivation to constantly do more, you can check us out on Patreon. That's about it for now.
Yeah.
Hopefully we crank one out at least within a month, and we have more guests. I've talked to more people and they said they would be on it, so
good.
We'll have more guests that do multiple different things. Some photography, some earrings, all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back soon. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you later.
Thanks a lot.
See ya.
Ciao.
Bye.